Welcome to day 34 of the Jesus Revealed podcast. I'm your host, Zinhle Mncube. Today we'll be looking at the greatest commandment. And in the greatest commandment, we're referencing Matthew chapter 22 from verse 34 to verse 40. And for that, I'm joined by Pastor Judith Sampson. Pastor Judith, thank you so much for being here and welcome again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great. So, Pastor Judith, in Matthew 22, verse 34 to 40, Jesus is, in a sense, he's being asked a question, but he's being asked a question again by the Pharisees and the Sadducees to corner him or to catch him out. And they ask him, what is the most important commandment in the law of Moses? And Jesus' reply to them was, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. Pastor Judith, when we look at, because it has been said, I guess, in Deuteronomy, it's been said in the previous books as well, Exodus across. Maybe the first question maybe that we should ask is, what does it mean when God gave that commandment? And I guess Jesus repeating again, loving the Lord our God with all our mind, all our heart, all our soul. What does that mean and what does that entail?
Okay, I think when we look at the heart, the soul, and the mind, that's basically everything that we are.
Yeah.
Okay, so our heart, we can't function with our heart.
Yeah.
If your heart stops, you stop.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the soul is the place of our emotions, of our will, of our intellect, and then the mind is where we make our decisions.
Yeah.
So in the, I think in God giving this command, he's asking of his people to love him with everything that we are.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Yeah. And when then we want to then understand this concept then of loving God in this sort of way, because as you've said, it's a very involved process. It's loving God with everything that we are, everything that we have, everything that we could possibly think, with I think even in some places it's loving God with your strength even. So if I were to say I love God in this sort of way, what does that look like in a practical way? Because I think we sometimes do get caught up, I think, with saying we love God and how much we appreciate him and all of that. But I think now and again, we do need to actually reflect. When we say we love God, what does that look like?
Yeah. Okay, so when we look at the commandment Jesus says, referred to, yeah, the heart.
Yeah.
So physically, as I said just now, the heart is referred to as the pump of the body, okay? So God wants us to love us, to love him with, yeah, what keeps us going.
Hmm.
Our heart, our physical heart,
yeah,
keeps us going.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have a heart, you can't live.
Yeah.
And then also the Bible also refers to our spiritual heart. Our spiritual heart being our moral compass, our devotion, you know, where our affection comes from. Because if you tell somebody you love them,
yeah,
you want to mean that from your heart,
yeah,
not just a mental thing.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. So it's impossible to separate your devotions from your heart. So where your devotions lies, the Bible says, and in a previous podcast, I think it was discussed, where your treasure lies, there your heart will be,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
So your devotions is where your heart is. Who are you devoted to? What are you devoted to? What is going on in your heart? The Bible also tells us that from the heart flows the issues of life.
Yes.
So God, I think, mentions the heart here first because of the fact that the issues of life flows from the heart. And God wants us to think of what is going on in our hearts. He wants us to redirect our focus, our devotions to him, Because, you know, when God asks us to do something, it is always for our own benefit.
Yeah, amen.
And our devotions, we can look at what we're truly devoted to when we look at some indicators being how do you spend your time, what do you spend your money on, and what do you give your talents to.
That
is the hard part of loving God.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Pastor Judith, that's actually very helpful in just teaching us around when you say you love something, it shows in the manner of devotion and the manner of time, as you say, the time that you spend, how you treasure that. And so just to those then that are listening and watching us, that is what is meant, and that's the thing that we communicate when we say love God in all these things. Now, going then, the next layer then is where Jesus says a second and equally important. So it ranks almost in the same level as loving God.
Yes.
Is loving your neighbor as yourself. And Pastor Judith, then what does that mean?
Okay. All right. If it's okay with you,
yeah.
I'd just like to also go to the soul part of that commandment.
Sure.
You know, your soul speak of your psyche, your will, your emotions, your determinations. All right. So we should understand that our emotions are neutral.
Mm.
All right. Mm. There's nothing wrong with our emotions. It's how we respond to the emotions, to the feelings that we are feeling, that makes it good or bad.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
The Bible declares, tells us that we've been made in the image and likeness of God. So God has emotions. The Bible says, be angry but sin not.
Mm.
All right. So that speaks of our emotions. Our emotions are not to be discarded. We must validate our emotions. If you're angry, validate you're angry. Why you're angry? Think about why you're angry.
Yeah.
Okay. And decide how you're going to respond to that emotions. So if God didn't want us to have emotions, he wouldn't have made us with emotions.
Yeah.
But with our emotions also comes the free gift of free will, the gift of free will. Mm. So when we have these emotions, then we take time to step back, we reflect on the emotions, and we decide what we are going to do about the emotions, how we're going to respond.
Yeah.
And if I may, that's where our mind comes in.
Yeah.
Because with our mind, we think, we understand, that's our intellect, our disposition. So we make our decisions in our mind, all right? So the desire may come from our heart, the drive may come from our soul, but the final decision rests on our mind, all right? And Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
So if we are going to decide, make the decision that we are going to love God, there's a process in that decision. We must understand that, first of all, you can't love someone that you don't know.
Amen.
So we have to get to know God. How do we get to know God? First of all, if we're not born again, we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Master and our Savior. We receive what he did for us on the cross of Calvary.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the first step. And then as children of God, we decide to love God by deciding what is going to happen. What is our moral compass going to be like now? What are we going to look like morally, you know, to other people? And then from there, in our soul, we decide in our soul that my emotions is when this emotion flares up, this is how I'm going to respond, this is how I'm going to react, because I love God.
Hmm.
And because the love of God has been shed, God also don't just expect us to love him without him having done something.
Yes,
he shed his love abroad in our hearts. And like how the Bible says, he shed his love abroad in our hearts. God is very generous in everything that he does. So it begins to affect the moral choices we make. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. But Jesus also said that whoever doesn't love me will not keep my commandments or my teachings. So when you love God with your soul, it shapes the form of your soul. It shapes the form your soul takes in its responses to life. That's why you'll sometimes find yourself becoming, especially in church or when you're in your quiet time at home, you become emotional when you pray, when you worship,
because
you just appreciate the presence of God that you are feeling right there, right now. You think of the goodness of God and you become emotional because God has been, you think of all the testimonies that you have, what God has brought you from. You become emotional, Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So there Jesus shows us that this is how you can love God. I am here. Jesus came and I see it as God dressing himself in flesh and says, here am I. I'm going to show you how to love me. I'm going to love you. And then in looking at me, you will know how to love me back.
Amen. Amen. And then Pastor Judith, now that we have unpacked then what it means to love God with our hearts, with our soul, with our mind, how does that then spill over, or does that then flow to us loving our neighbor as we love ourselves?
Okay, so when we love God and we begin to engage our heart, our soul, our mind in loving God, so everything that we are about is loving God. We have decided intentionally, I'm going to love God. And when that happens, then something inside of us change. You cannot love God with your heart, your soul, and your mind, and nothing happens.
True.
Something happens inside of you. Something changes. You are being transformed. You begin to see things differently. You respond to things differently.
Amen.
And when you respond to things differently, you begin to see people differently. And that is where the neighbor comes in. You begin to understand the love of God in such a way that you appreciate what God did for me, God can do for my neighbor as well.
Wow.
And you begin to love your neighbor the way God wants us to love our neighbor.
And I think it also then spills over to the extent of compassion that we would have for our neighbors.
Yes.
Even if, for example, we are received in a hostile manner by, I guess, those that we don't know or by our neighbors.
Yes, yes. Because we must understand, I think, because now we've engaged all these three aspects of who we are, all right?
Yes.
We remember what we've been like before this love of God was shed abroad in our hearts. That is why we can have, like you say, compassion with them. We understand. Like Jesus, when he was on the cross, he said, God, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they do. Sometimes we also have that in us, like, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they do. But you still pray for them. You love them.
Amen.
Because that love of God is just there to share.
Yeah, yeah. And then, Pastor Judith, we're at the end, and I just want us then to reflect on just these two key things that, I guess, from how we're reading it, they stand equally in their importance. And how then would you like us to walk away from this passage?
Okay. So from this passage, I would think that the Bible saying that love your neighbor as yourself. So you cannot love God. And you cannot jump to your neighbor without loving yourself. So that love is such a all-encompassing love that it, if I can use the word, illuminates, you know, like radiates from you, from within. And it's nothing that you do. It's the Holy Spirit that works inside of you. And it's also a daily decision. And in loving God, you begin to appreciate who you really are. You know, some people go into despair, they go into depression because they don't love themselves anymore. And when you don't love yourself anymore, then you can't love things or people around you. So if we can take this from this teaching today, you know, Jesus revealing us, if you love God with all your heart, with all your soul and all your mind, then you'll be able to love yourself. And when you are able to love yourself, then you can love your neighbor, because the Bible says, and love your neighbor as yourself. There's also something else that I would just like to read for you, if you don't mind, because the scripture doesn't end there. It says, Jesus said to them, and on all these hangs the law and the prophets.
Amen.
Okay, so there's a word called Shema,
mm-hmm.
that Jesus describes here. And I just want to read what it says. It says, Shema, the Jewish confession of faith made up of three scriptural texts. And then it refers to Deuteronomy, which is also love the Lord your God with the same scripture, right? And it says, together with appropriate prayers, forms an integral part of the evening and the morning services of the Jews.
Yeah.
So that is why Jesus answered the Pharisees and the Sadducees in that manner, because they are so focused on the law.
Yeah.
And the Sadducees was just focused on the written law.
Mm.
The Pharisees was focused on how do you reason the law. And in this answer to them, Jesus just answered both of them at the same time.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's really amazing. Pastor Judith, thank you so much once again for just being with us and for sharing this very all-important commandment of firstly loving God with our hearts, our souls, and our minds, and then equally so loving our neighbors as ourselves. And with that, we fulfill, or even the laws then hang on these two things of loving everyone. So to those that were listening, we just pray that this day 34 has been a blessing to you. And as Jesus is revealed in this podcast, we pray that he is revealed once more in your life. God bless you.